I wiggle my ankles to see if there's any room, but they just rub together, the leather digging into my skin. Is she awake? Another voice asks curiously.
Yes,
Dr. West answers, giving someone a smile opposite him. I turn my head, spotting a female doctor, her auburn hair tied up in a tight bun. She's dressed in white like Dr. West, their matching lab coats devoid of embroidery. I don't need details, though. Flashbacks start rolling back through my mind, images of Dr. Elsher and Whittingham appearing. I remember being angry before everything started to get blurry. I was drugged. But the question is, when? Thinking back, I retrace my steps, heart sinking at the realization. Dr. Markle gave me a tablet in his room. It looked similar to what I usually take. But then again, lots of pills are white and circular. It could have been anything. Did he betray me too? I shouldn't be surprised, but a small part of me is. I guess it goes to show you never know someone's true intentions. Hi, Avery. I'm Dr. Cromwell, but you can call me Melanie. My eyes scan over her face, narrowing at her cerulean-colored eyes. Where am I? I ask again through clenched teeth. She smiles. It looks almost genuine, not sinister like I would have expected. You're in the Emerson lab. There's nothing to be afraid of. We're just going to be conducting some tests. On me, I spit out in disgust, tugging on the straps again.
Yes?
Dr. West interjects, leaning over me with a penlight. He lifts my eyelids, shining the light into my eyes.
She's definitely more lucid now,
he says to Dr. Cromwell.
Make a note of the time frame for our records. That's quite interesting.
Anger floods through me. They're speaking about me as if I'm not here, or a human life. I'm not your guinea pig, I shoot back, turning my head away from him. You can't do this. It's inhumane. He sighs, switching the pin light off.
Does her file state anything about irritability? Or is this an effect from the medication?
I gape at him. Are you fucking serious right now? Someone places a hand on my shoulder, pulling my attention away from him. My gaze snaps over to Dr. Cromwell, her relaxed face giving me a reassuring look. I feel like a child being placated, and it dawns on me that I'm correct. I'm not a human life at all to them, at least not one worthy of respect. I'm just a test subject. Try to take deep breaths, she murmurs. Your blood pressure is starting to rise. My eyebrows furrow as I look down at my arm, noticing the pressure cuff deflating. You're going to regret this, I mutter angrily. You have no idea. Dr. West snorts, somewhat amused at my comment.
Making threats,
he says to himself, writing a note on the clipboard.
Definitely interesting.
Stop writing shit down! He pauses, peering at me over the top of the clipboard.
We'll trial her under Group B. I think she's a good candidate.
What would you like me to start with? Dr. Cromwell asks.
Immersion, please. I would probably take her now. The medication's wearing off and she's likely to become physically aggressive once she's fully mobile again.
Dr. West gestures to someone out of sight, the sound of footsteps approaching. I spot two men in their 30s, dressed in black. They move next to me as the doctors step back. They start unbuckling the straps, and when my legs are freed, I try to lift them. I manage to elevate them an inch or so before they fall back down onto the bed, the muscles straining. What the hell did they do to me? The men lift me from the bed despite my protests, sitting me down in a wheelchair. I hastily look over at Dr. West, his chestnut eyes watching on with interest as he twirls his pen. He's waiting for me to do something, observing me like a wild animal. I finally notice his faded hair, the once brown strands now mixed with gray, aging lines on his face as he frowns with curiosity. He should know better, but something tells me he doesn't care. The wheelchair is pushed away from the bed, Dr. Cromwell walking beside me as we head to a large metal door. She uses her key card to scan us through, punching in a code like the Lilydale doors. Am I still in Lilydale? I would have to be, right? If I was a betting woman, I'd wager we are underground like where the morgue is. Except the hallways don't look familiar as we push through. If anything, the walls look brighter, cleaner. The Lilydale staff don't care about the condition of the facility on the inside,